Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog, and on the line right now, one of our favorite local heroes from Culver City Fire Department, Firefighter Timothy Carr. Good morning, Tim.
Yes.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Better question is, how are you?
I'm good. I've had 2 nights at home and at my own bed, so I feel way better.
Yeah, you just got back from the Creek Fire, right?
Yeah, I was in the Creek Fire for 9 days. We had relief crews come up. Our two engines are still there, but we came home after 9 days.
So can you tell us a little bit about what it looks like when you guys go up for this extended period of time? Because we see the pictures where the firefighters are just exhausted, laying down on the ground. Is it like that everywhere?
I mean, it depends on what stage. In the initial stages, when the base camp isn't really set up and you're just kind of running on empty, running on adrenaline, then empty and back and forth and a lot of coffee and, you know, things probably aren't great for the health to get you through the initial stages. But really what happens is the base camp is set up and you have a whole community. You have laundry, you have medical, you have sleeping trailers. You have food, and in the fire that we were on, the Creek Fire, we had a 24-hour work period. So you'd work for 24 hours, and you were off for 24 hours. But in those 24 hours, you're expected to be up and available, obviously, all night long. So it's a long 24 hours, but then you do get a 24-hour rest. And that's a safety thing for the firefighters to make sure that they're not putting themselves in a position that could get themselves injured.
We're talking to Culver City firefighter Timothy Carr. Why so many fires this year? I mean, it's just, I feel like every year we have too many fires, but this year it's just exploded.
Yeah, we were just talking about this the other day, how last year they did the power shutoffs and we didn't have as many fires. I think we only had a couple hundred thousand acres burn. And then this year we didn't have the shutoffs because we didn't have the wind events yet. But then we had this crazy lightning storm. That created a lot of the fires up north. And then just as we do in September, usually we have fires around here. And it's just the combination of the lightning and these fires are starting in terrain that hasn't been burned. It's just however it's happened, we're at over 1 million acres now in the state of California. And we haven't even hit October and November in Southern California.
Wow.
It's going to be scary.
Oh, my gosh. And we've heard the stories about the, you know, not enough crew to handle all of these fires. Are you seeing this while you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that some of the engines, like we're a Type 1 engine, the big engine you see around the cities. We're doing hand crew work just because they don't have the resources to have hand crews available to do the work on the fires. It's definitely resources are spread thin. You can tell that they're holding on to agencies a lot longer than they might have in a down year, and the work that we're doing isn't necessarily the work that a Type 1 or a fire engine would do on a normal fire.
All right, so since we're just a month into the fire season, we still have a couple more months to go. What can we do outside of not doing gender reveal parties? What can we do to help you firefighters out?
Oh, that's classic. I think the biggest thing is, and I've talked to you about this before, David, is the Ready, Set, Go program that every department has available. We've seen in years past where people are caught off guard, and whether it's not knowing technology and being on Twitter and following, or the reverse 911 system, not being registered for that, but always having a plan. You, number one, you start with, you know where you live. You know the potential where you live. I live in Ventura County. I know there's potential for fires every single year. But knowing your history of your area and the fire potential, having a plan, and leaving when the time is time comes. The last thing we want is to have a log jam of traffic, of firefighters trying to get in, and people trying to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Culver City Fire Department firefighter Timothy Carr on the line right now. And we're just getting the news this morning. This is absolutely tragic. It sounds like we have lost one of your brothers or sisters. We don't know for sure the gender of the firefighter that has perished. But unfortunately, one of our heroes has died in the El Dorado fire.
Yeah, it's terrible news. I saw that. I saw a little bit of information on it last night, and then it was confirmed this morning. It's just terrible. You never want to hear that. All of us are out there working hard, doing our best to protect homes. And when you hear something like this, it definitely hits home. All of us, we're not, you know, we have our home lives. We have our families. We have our kids and our moms and our dads, and it affects everybody. And it's just terrible. It's terrible news to hear. Every time this happens, it's terrible. And, you know, may they rest in peace, and they'll be honored appropriately for the hard work that they put in.
Well, I don't think there's ever enough that we can do to show our gratitude for everything that you and all the firefighters are doing right now to keep all of us safe. Firefighter Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Get some rest, and thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.